keep on going and the patience. Oh Allah, grant me ease.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to another silsila, Our Issues, in which we discuss the issues of our society, the issues involving our life. And today we have another great topic for you, and that topic is passion. Now, before we move on to talk about passion, what we're going to say about passion, and some of you might be thinking, passion? What can they speak about passion? So before we talk about our topic today, passion, inshallah, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala who has narrated that the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, on the day of judgment, I will intercede for one who recites durood on me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, to gain the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how easy it is. Yet, we show so much laziness, so much negligence in reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All we have to do is recite salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, and inshaAllah azawajal, by the blessing of reciting salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will able to gain the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, so our topic today is passion. Now, you might be thinking, passion, I'm not talking about passion which could be a brand or passion of some sort. I'm talking about passion as overall, the passion which we have inside us. And regarding passion, inshallah, we'll be discussing the different types of passion. Some people have passion for a specific task they want to do in life. Some people have passion for their studies. Some people have passion for their work. Some people have passion for designing something. Some people have passion for building a home or decorating their home. Some people have passion in so many different things. But what type of passion should we have in our lives? The reality is the passion we should have in our life is the passion for our beautiful deen. And inshallah azawajal, we will be talking about some of these passions, and then we will inshallah azawajal be talking about the passion we should have for our beautiful deen. Now, sometimes this passion of ours leads a person astray. If the passion is with the wrong thing, it can lead a person far away from the deen. Sometimes the passion for the wrong thing leads a person in struggling in life instead of gaining benefit in life. Why? Because that passion is in the wrong action, in the wrong place, for the wrong things. So before we talk more about the passion, especially the passion of our deen, alhamdulillah azawajal, we have Waseem Bhai with us. And we will ask Waseem Bhai, inshallah azawajal, first of all, Waseem Bhai, what is the definition of passion? Maybe if you can explain, then we can move on, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MashaAllah. Another unique topic, first of all. And you know, as you were introducing the topic, I was thinking to myself, our program's name is Our Issues, and we're talking about passion. Is that actually an issue? But obviously, as we go on with the topic, inshallah, passion at times can be a definite issue in our society, which we will be speaking about. But the definition of passion is a powerful feeling for something. When you have a strong emotion towards a particular action, inshallah, azawajal.
Allah, subhanallah. So my dear Islam brothers, we just heard that this is a powerful feeling. And the reality is, this is what's happening. Sometimes this powerful feeling overcomes us and it takes us far away. And it takes us, especially in the matters of the deen, when our passion is for the dunya or for the worldly love or the worldly matter, this passion can take us far away from our deen. And we see sometimes, first of all, we need to understand what is our passion for. Some people's passion, you know, it starts from childhood, Wasim bhai. A child, sometimes his passion is so much in playing games or video games that he's locked in. And I remember visiting someone's house once, Wasim bhai, and I gave salam to the brother's child. He was sitting there and he was sitting in front of the concert, the video game. He was so much involved in playing the video game that when I gave him salam, all he did was he raised his hand in front of me, and he was like, he wanted me to move out of his way. That's how much passion he had for that game. He was involved in that game that he didn't want to reply with his words. All he did was raise his hand and put his hand out and probably wanted me to move away. This is how sometimes people can fall into passion of worldly things, of, for example, video games, and how this can destroy someone.
Abdurrahman bhai, like you just mentioned, a passion, you know, it's such a thing that, like you said, it changes as well. Like, you know, one time a young child might have passion towards games, but as soon as he moves on with life, he gets friends, you know, something else he's passionate about. And then, you know, this passion, it keeps changing with different things. As a person gets old, the passion changes. So it's something that continuously changes. And like you mentioned, this young lad who you gave salam to, and, you know, in other words, he never responded properly to you because he was so focused on the particular game. Passion is that particular thing that, you know, when a person's got it towards something, you know, he removes all the hurdles around him. He just wants to be focused on that particular thing, no matter what someone is saying to him, no matter if someone's calling him. Because he's so focused and he's so passionate about something, he just wants to achieve that. And being passionate about something, like we kind of introduced as well, it could make you successful, or it could also cause you to have destruction in this world and in the hereafter as well. The reason for this is because when a person's got passion, like one person, he's about to do something. He's come onto a path and he wants to achieve something. Now he's got no passion. He just wants to test the waters, in other words, just go onto this path and see how it is. You know, that individual, he might not be successful because he hasn't got that passion behind him. But that individual who's got passion behind him, he wants to reach his goals. You will see that that person, in a matter of time, he will get to his goal. And we see this in school as well. The one young lad, he goes to school, he studies a particular subject. Now there's a few students in that class, they don't have the passion for that subject. You know, they'll get there slowly, slowly. But that individual who's got passion towards that subject, you'll see him that within days, you know, he's finishing his work. You know, he's moving very quickly. His progress is very quick compared to the other students. The reason for this is because there's passion behind him. So having passion behind you, this is something that can cause you, inshallah azawajal, to have success, inshallah azawajal. You'll be able to achieve your goals very quickly, inshallah azawajal, as long as there's passion behind you, inshallah.
Inshallah, I just want to make it clear for the viewers of Madni Channel that sometimes, you know, we think that the passion for dunya is always wrong. It's not the case. Alhamdulillah, where someone has passion to gain education, dunyavi education, to better himself and to get a good a livelihood, or to the betterment of the Muslim ummah, alhamdulillah. So for example, someone has passion to become a doctor, and he studies hard and he works hard day and night, and the passion of becoming a doctor, and the intention could be in his heart that he wants to serve the Muslim ummah. He wants to help the poor. He wants to help the people who are in the state of illness and get them out of this state as well. So alhamdulillah, the passion for the dunya, at times, alhamdulillah, this is also a rewardable action down to the intention, inshallah.
Definitely, if you have the good intentions. And you know, something you just mentioned, you reminded me as well, that you know this particular thing that's introduced in the last century or so, that, you know, an alim is a different person, and a person who studies the worldly education is a different person. A doctor can't be an alim. This is what people think. But if you look at the Sahaba, if you look at the companions, if you look at the great Islamic scholars, these were those blessed individuals. They were professionals as well, and they were scholars as well. But it's unfortunate that in the last 100 years or so, this thing, there's been a difference between this. That an alim is an alim, and people think that an alim can't be a doctor, a lawyer, a solicitor, etc., etc. But alhamdulillah, here's some good news for the viewers of Madini Channel. This is what Dawat Islami is trying to bring forward now, alhamdulillah. These Darul Madinas and alhamdulillah, the Islamic University, which Dawat Islami is about to make, inshallah, these are those in education institutes that Dawat-e-Islam will be teaching the worldly side as well and the Islamic point of view. So inshallah azawajal, very soon again, we will see inshallah azawajal, a doctor who is also an alim-e-deen inshallah. We will see a solicitor, he's a solicitor as well, but at the same time he's an alim-e-deen inshallah azawajal. So like you mentioned inshallah, that it's about the passion. If you have this passion, many people have this passion of serving the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will see them traveling from one country to the next country to the next country. What's the reason? To either spread the deen of Islam or to go and help the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the works of welfare.
Wasim bhai, before we move on to obviously the passion towards deen, and I want to just touch upon the passion of the dunya and those types of passion which can cause harm to us or can lead us astray. Basically, passion, like some people, like they have passion to, you know, like gain a goal in the world. For example, someone has a passion, he wants to drive one of a sports car, he wants to buy something which is top of the range, something which is costing thousands and thousands of pounds. In the same way, someone has a passion of having a big property, a big house, a big mansion, and he wants to basically, that's his passion of life, he wants to live in that. And for that, what he does is, the amount of struggle he puts into the war, sometimes, because his passion is that, to achieve it, he uses wrong means. For an example, people going to drug dealings, why? It's quicker money, easy option to earn, and maybe gain their dream of having that nice car or having that big property.
100%, especially not the cars example that you gave. I think this may be the story of many youth of our society today as well. You know, as soon as youngsters, you know, 9, 10, 12, 15 years old, they see these cars, flashy cars, and think to themselves that, look at him, he's driving that car. I want to also be driving that car. You know, it's just this passion that they have, that they like cars. You ask, you know, maybe a 20, 25-year-old youngster, the what car is this? A 30-year-old person, the what car is this? They probably don't know what's the make, why is it. But if you ask a 9, 10-year-old child, the what car is this? They'll be able to tell you like that. Because there's passion behind it, they have interest towards that. But like you just mentioned, that it's important that when we have a passion, you have to get it through the halal means. You know, like you just mentioned, people turn towards drugs, alcohol, all these actions just to get their goal, which is wrong. But we should try to use the halal means. Also, what I'll say here as well, you know, there's some people, they have a passion. I want to spend time with my friends. You know, you all see them. The last person they see at night is their friend. When they wake up in the morning, they don't even see their mom. They don't speak to their mom. Straight out, and it's their friend that they see in the morning. So, you know, obviously passion, spending time with people, this is good as well. But we need to focus on, is this passion taking us away from the mercy of Allah, taking us away from the rizah of Allah, or is this taking us closer to the fire of Jahannam? We need to balance this out. No doubt, having passion towards things is very good, but we need to focus on, is this taking us closer to Allah, or is this making us closer, in other words, to the fire of Jahannam?
See, another passion I see, especially the youth of today, they have a passion of building their bodies. You know, they want to go to the gym, they want to work out, and they want to be looking big, they want to be looking strong, or they want to be looking tough. In the same way, you have some people, maybe they want to go into such sport, like, for example, Thai boxing or kickboxing, boxing, other sports like this, where they want to be looking rough and tough, and they want to basically, they don't want anyone coming in their way. You know, Wasim, by this type of passion, what it does is, when a person is passionate to do these things, it makes a person arrogant. Then on top of it, that person is the one easily going out there, getting involved in fights. And we know what the end story comes out to be.
MashaAllah, Abdurrahman, a very good question. And we do see this in society, especially, you know, the new generation, you know, like 15, 20, 25. You know, all they do is come back from school and I'm going to the gym. Saturday, Sunday, you know, Abdurrahman, you'll be surprised. They don't wake up for Fajr 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. But 9 o'clock, they're waking up, I'm going to go to the gym. Waking up early morning on the weekend just to go to the gym. And, you know, one thing that I will mention here, that, you know, you mentioned that want to make the body big, and also, you know, going towards these sports where a person is overpowering someone. One thing that we've got to understand here is it's two sides to this. The first side is, if it's good intentions that you're making your body, you know, you have good intentions for the future, if something happens, then this is a good intention, and this is a good reason why to go towards this point. But on the other hand, if you're, look, I just want people to notice me, you know, no one mess with me, no one touch me, no one speak to me in a rude manner, I want people to see me across the road, in other words. You know, if this is your intention, This is a clear sign of arrogance, takabbur. And we know very well, shaitan, who worshipped Allah for so many years, one moment of takabbur, and this ruined him. So takabbur is that particular action, that if our intention of doing these things is to, you know, just scare people and have takabbur and just think that we're big people, then this is definitely wrong.
Sometimes, Wasiba, what we see is that this type of passion, it might make someone successful. You know, that person, he might have created fear in society, or he might have become big. Yet, that person forgets one thing, Wasim bhai, that one day he's going to die. And death's going to come to him. Is him just building his body, forgetting the prayers, him just building his body, forgetting the rights of his parents, him just building his body, forgetting the duties of Islam, of the Sharia, the learning of the deen, is going to help him in the grave or not? Obviously, it's not.
Definitely, 100%. You know, Abdu'l-Nambay, it's simple as this, that, you know, if behind this your intention is good, inshallah, azawajal, you're doing that, inshallah, azawajal. Because like you said, that, you know, at times you could be in such a situation where you need to pick something heavy up, and that person will come to you at that spot. But that person who hasn't made his body, he might not come to you at that particular spot. So it's important that, you know, at the same time, we have passion for lawful things, but our main goal of being created, we don't forget that as well. You know, some people have passion for sports, but what happens is, you know, 90-minute game, you know, a few hours game, and people are missing their salah. Meaning they have that passion for that particular sport, but at the same time, meaning that the whole purpose of creation, they've forgotten about that as well. So no doubt, at times it's good to have passion for other things, and we should have this as well, as long as it's halal and it's lawful. But the thing is that when we have passion for these things, like someone might have passion that I like on a Saturday or Sunday to play sports with my friends, go play cricket, play football, or whatever they want to play. But at the end of the day, if because of that cricket, if playing of that football is taking them away from the path of Allah, then this is wrong. Because obviously they've lost the complete plot of being created, in other words.
Wasim bhai, there's sometimes clear wrong passions. You know, some things they could be that it is down to the person's intention. That this person, what is the intention? Is, for example, when you said someone wants to keep fit, make his body, could be a good intention. It could, you know, that it's good for him to do that. But sometimes them things are straightforward, Wasim bhai. This passion is leading someone towards destruction. You know, I've seen people who've been so passionate about speeding. You know, when they're driving and fast cars, speeding, and then there's people who are passionate about drugs.
Mm.
You know, there's like, they're just so mad about it. There's such a passion for it that it's like, yeah, man, I want to get into this. I want to do this. And then there's, you know, this type of passion. Sometimes people are passionate of just going out there. They want to get into a fight. It's just a passion inside them. They want to go out there and they maybe want to take someone down.
Mm.
You got people with this type of, and this is obviously straightforward. It's a wrong type of passion. But what it's doing, Wasim bhai, we understand that what it's doing to people, this type of passion, and one needs to back out from this type of passion. Why? Because it's leading, either taking someone else's life, or it's leading your own life is being taken because of this.
And you know, it's just the heat of the moment. That, you know, it's a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, day off, maybe next day, and people are just putting their foot down. They're enjoying themselves. But the thing is that we don't look at the consequences. You know, someone has passion that I'm going to spend time with these boys. These friends are mine, I'm going to spend time with them. But we're looking at that, and the starting, everything looks good. But we don't realize the consequences at the end. You know, a person, like you just mentioned, that, you know, it's just, we see this as well. People just going, yeah, just looking for a fight. Why did you look at me? Someone horns at him and he's ready to have an argument. What is this? This is the wrong passion. You know, just, you know, they've got no other words, so they're just looking for a fight. And what happens is, again, coming back, is the consequences at the end. That your few moments of just arrogance, you know, having takabbur in your heart, this could cause you destruction in this world and the hereafter, but it could cause you many losses in this world. This is the wrong passion to have. And like I just mentioned, anything, any passion that is taking you closer to Allah, Madina, we should have that. But any passion which is taking you away from the rizah of Allah, that passion we should stay away from.
MashaAllah, Wasim bhai, we've covered different type of passion, where passion is leading to. And I want to turn the table a bit and turn towards the passion of deen. And this is something which the pious people of Allah had the Sahaba had some of their passion was involved in worship, in salah, in performing namaz. Some of their passion was in seeking the knowledge of deen. Some of their passion was basically giving their lives for the deen of Islam, alhamdulillah. This was great passion in the Sahaba, in the awliya, in the pious person. And there's a mention regarding a pious person of Allah that his feet had swollen due to standing for a long time in salah. Mm-hmm. Now look at the passion here. His passion is namaz. His passion is salah. His feet become swollen. Why? Because he spent such a long time in namaz. And it's mentioned regarding him that he spent so much time in abundance of worship that if he was told that tomorrow is the day of judgment, and if he was to do some more good deeds to prepare for that time, it would be said that he didn't have any more time to do any more good deeds. Meaning all his life, his day, night would spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's also mentioned that he passed away in the state of sajda. And he used to supplicate, "Oh Allah Almighty, I'd like to meet you. You would like to meet me." You know, this was the supplication, the dua he would make. This was the passion he had for the ibadat, for the deen. And we hear about the passion of the Sahaba ikram and the awliya for the knowledge of deen as well.
Alhamdulillah. No doubt, Abdurrahman, but if you look at the companions, you know, their passion was just the deen. And mashallah, you know, you hear about the incidents of how they worshipped Allah. You know, how was their fear of Allah? How was their love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And you know, even today as well, we see these blessed individuals like Amir al-Sunnah, for example, you know, their deep passion for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yearning to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is, you know, they say, up on the seep here. It's up to a person what kind of nasib they have. But if you look at blessed individuals, I just want to mention about one blessed individual and his great passion for deen and how he yearned to seek Islamic knowledge. It's mentioned that he lived in the time of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. And it's mentioned that, you know, because he wanted to seek Islamic knowledge, he heard about this great Imam and he traveled from Spain to Iraq. And of that number, you know, today, all we do is just catch a flight, you know, 6-7 hours there, and we're there. But these blessed individuals, they were those that, you know, they used to travel on foot. Spain to Iraq must have taken him a long time to reach to his destination. But what was the motive behind his journey? His motive behind his journey was, I want to go and seek Islamic knowledge. Now it's mentioned that when he reached Baghdad, when he reached the country of Iraq, he asked the people, where's Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh? And he was told that, look, he's under house arrest. And he goes, look, I've traveled all the way from Spain to seek knowledge from him. He goes, look, you can't. He's under house arrest. And now it's mentioned that this individual, he knocks on the door of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. And he says, look, Huzur, I've traveled from Spain and I've come to you. I've traveled all this way and I want to seek knowledge from you. The great Imam says, Huzur, look, it's not possible. I'm under house arrest. You can see the situation. It's not possible. Now this individual, this blessed individual, look at his passion to seek the Islamic knowledge. He thought for a few moments and then he said to this great Imam, that I've got one idea. Inshallah, if you agree, I've got one great idea. From tomorrow, because I've traveled all this way, I want to seek knowledge from you. He goes, and look, from tomorrow, I will dress as a beggar. I will come to your door and I will ask you for money. Don't give me any money, but just teach me a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This continued Abdurrahman by for a very long period of time, that every day, this great person, he would dress as a beggar. He would come to the doorstep of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, please give me some money. He would teach him a hadith and he would learn. And like this, Abdurrahman by 300 hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this great individual learned. Now for him to dress as a beggar, what was the reason behind this? The reason behind this was passion. He had passion to seek the Islamic knowledge. And one point that I would like to mention, that these individuals, they used to travel from one country to the other country. If you look at the Sahaba, one country to the other country just to learn one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one thing that we learn from this is today to seek Islamic knowledge, it's become very easy. You know, you're sitting at home, Madani channels with us.
Allah.
You've got the internet, you've got Skype, and alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam is online courses. Masjids, alhamdulillah, around the corner today. You attend a markaz of Dawat Islam, inshallah, azawajal. You will seek knowledge from the ishtimaat, from the Madani Qafila, from various study circles. You just go to read namaz, inshallah, azawajal. There'll be a dars of Fizan Sunnah. So there's many easy ways of seeking the knowledge today. But these great people travel all this way to seek knowledge. So we should try to also approach this manner, inshallah. But Abdurrahman Rabbi, there's one point that I would like to mention from a parent's perspective. You know, parents today, you know, it's different scenarios. But we see many parents today that, you know, my child, he doesn't come to the ishtimat. My child, he doesn't do this. But the first of all, we should ask ourselves what we are doing. But the other point that I would like to mention here as well is that sometimes the parents have good intentions. My child should become a hafiz of the Quran. My child should become an alim adeen. But now, Abdurrahman bhai, no, I'm not saying this is wrong. This is a Medina mindset to have, because this is what's going to benefit us in this world and the hereafter. But you know, we see some, not many, but we see some students who, you know, can't accomplish their studies. You know, they want to become, their parents want them to become hafiz, but you know, they don't have any passion behind them. And now what happens is the parents start to demoralize. Instead of giving them jazba, instead of giving them a boost that, look, try. What do they do that, look at next door's kid, look what he's done, and you have memorized 2 spara a year, you have memorized 10 spara a year. Haji Imran Atari, mashallah, mentioned an amazing point here. He says that, look, one thing that we have to understand is, what's the passion behind that child? Allah. You know, now we are understanding that our child is not able to complete his hifz. Now what should we do? Instead of demoralizing him, instead of taunting him, we should say to that child, okay, Tiga, you can't complete the hifz, but at least complete the final part of the Quran. So at least when you read your namaz later on in life, inshallah, azawajal, you'll be able to know the surahs of the final spara at least. Your child can't complete his jamia studies, you know, he can't become an alim. There's no real passion behind that. He's got passion for something else. Now, what your role is, but don't keep him a jahil. At least teach him the further knowledge. At least teach him how to do his wuzu, ghusl, read his namaz, etc., etc. Don't keep him a jahil. But what happens is parents start to demoralize on the worldly side as well. Now, this child, he wants to become, you know, for example, he's got this passion at that time, I want to become a sports person. But the parents are like, no, you need to become a doctor. They've got all his grades in front of him as well. He's not going to do well in that particular subject. But what happens is, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to become this, you need to become that. Yes, give your children the mindset. But the thing is, look at the passion behind it as well. If your child has got a passion towards something else, let him continue doing that as long as he's not doing anything unlawful.
MashaAllah, my dear viewers of Madri Channel, Alhamdulillah, we talked about passion. We talked about the passion in our deen and the passion of dunya. And it's a reality. If you want your children to succeed in life, we have to be those parents who are putting that passion into our children for our deen. Otherwise, till we don't put passion in our children's minds, in their heart for the deen, they won't come towards it. It's whatever their friends are putting the passion in for of their lives, they will go towards that. So it's very important that the passion which we have for the deen, and we want that passion in our children, start giving them that mindset, first of all, of building that passion from a young age. Start teaching them about the deen. Start teaching them about the sacrifice the Sahaba made, the sacrifice the awliya made, the passion they had for seeking the knowledge of deen. And inshallah, azawajal, you will find it very easy that these children, when they will grow up, they will automatically have that passion. Why? Because it's been put into their minds. It's been put into their hearts from day one. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, try to use this passion. This passion can be a great gift. Try to use this great gift of passion for our deen so that we can be successful in this life and also successful in the hereafter.
I just want to mention something. You just mentioned that children having passion. I came across a story not too long ago, and there was an ambulance parked at someone's house. And you know, when the people found out that what was the reason, it's mentioned that 3, 4, maybe 5-year-old child, he was watching a cartoon on TV. And you know, the cartoon, you know, a character's flying here, flying there, doing all these stunts. And this is exactly what this child was doing. You know, he's watched this, and he's also doing that stunt as well. And it's mentioned that he fell down the stairs, he fractured his arm. But one thing that, you know, the reason why I remember this is because you mentioned it here, that look, teach your children about the deen. Teach your children about the Sahaba. If children can watch cartoons and, you know, they can, you know, imagine that they're jumping off this building and, you know, they can survive and like that. If you teach them about the life of the Sahaba, and one great tool that Alhamdulillah Madani Channel is giving to the youngsters, giving to the children especially today, is these packages, these cartoons of Ghulam Rasool, inshallah. Get your children to watch these maybe first thing in the morning, last thing at night, during the day, inshallah, azawajal, and you will see that these children of yours will they develop this passion of following the Sunnah. And you'll be surprised, Abdurrahman, by that, you know, when children have watched these packages, you know, they've started to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They've started to read the du'as before they were traveling, before eating, before drinking, etc., inshallah, azza wa jal. So get your children to watch these, inshallah, Medina, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, alhamdulillah, we talked about passion. We talked about the passion of deen. And I just want to finish off. Sometimes a person says, look, in this atmosphere of Dawat Islami, and in an environment of goodness, we don't feel that same passion. We don't feel that same thing. Just keep this in mind, that sometimes it's not the passion of others or not the environment which is wrong. The passion inside us has decreased. That's why we can't feel that same passion for the deen. Why? Because our passion has decreased. So always, when you find yourself in this state, ponder over yourself, try to increase your passion towards the deen. And inshallah, as we are through this, we'll be connected towards our deen more strongly, and able to do good actions more strongly, inshallah, and make our this life and the hereafter better for ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the passion for our deen. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, grant me ease. Oh Allah, grant me ease. Oh Allah, grant me ease. The courage and the strength to keep on going, and the patience.